I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Josh is here too.
I'm on the podcast this week.
And the rumor is Josh ate a lot of spaghetti today.
I had so much spaghetti. I was a never-ending bowl of pasta.
Did you go to one of those restaurants that had the never-ending bowl of pasta?
No, I went to my mom, who's kind of a restaurant.
What
kind
for
of
you?
Was
for
it like,
me.
Was it actual spaghetti or was it like linguine or like angel hair?
Rotini.
Which one's rotini?
Swirls. The spiral, the drills. The
okay,
little,
yeah,
the
yeah,
drills,
yeah, yeah.
That one.
All right.
That was like 7 meatballs in that bitch.
Go on. Nice.
And I was kept eating it, and then I got to a point, I was like, I gotta take a break.
Zane, do you like spaghetti sauce on your spaghetti?
Is that a condiment?
I don't really like spaghetti sauce that much.
Oh,
it's not my favorite. I'll eat it. It's not like I won't eat it. Jesus Christ, you guys.
What about gravy on mashed potatoes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a condiment?
A Thanksgiving condiment, yes.
Somebody on Facebook said you need to go eat more ketchup.
I eat ketchup on my french fries.
What's that? Difference?
That's a condiment,
yeah,
dude.
I know. I know.
This is not. She's been selling
I
us a,
said last week that the only way I'll eat ketchup is on french fries.
Did she say that?
I delete everything she says from my memory every week. So.
I know.
This is turning into the food show. Cracking the stomach.
Good one.
Thanks.
So, Sean, what are you reading?
I finished the novelization of Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
And?
Was it as good as the movie?
Yes, it was.
Was there extra stuff in it?
A little bit. There was a couple of extra things.
I would like to know, but you can't talk about it.
The end at the, on the base.
Yeah.
Like, some of that stuff was stretched out a little more.
The fighting and stuff.
There was an additional scene in the castle / cantina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I'll tell you about. I would love to say, but
some people might not.
We're not there yet, right?
We're getting there.
I think we're close, but I don't think we're there yet.
We're getting there.
I don't even think it's been out for a month, and I still think we're, getting really close.
It's been out since December 21st, and it's
December 18th was when it was released.
Yes, right.
January 21st.
Okay. Although you're going to be listening to this on January 28th.
So.
Because of time travel.
That's why they get it.
That's why.
Yep. So I finished it, and I'm reading. What did I start yesterday? Oh, right, The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson.
Oh, I wanted to read that.
A nonfiction book that has been out for a while.
Oh, wow, a nonfiction.
So I'm
book.
Totally breaking character here.
But they're adapting it. Right?
That's
into
why I'm reading
film?
It. Yes, Martin Scorsese is making it into a film with the great Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's it about?
It's about the Chicago World's Fair in 1889.
That's
and
a good one.
A serial killer who was working.
Oh,
was
it's like, about Albert Fish.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's not about Albert
it's
Fish.
It's not about that?
It's not about the
fish,
serial
it's about
killer
people.
Who built a hotel with like secret rooms
Yo,
and stuff.
I'm not there yet.
Well, it's a historical event.
I'm kidding. I didn't know that he built a secret hotel. I haven't gotten there
Zane.
Yet.
He built a hotel with like all these like secret passageways and like lie pits and stuff so that he
like,
could
with tigers in them and stuff
yeah and he kept bringing
all right,
contractors
stop. I
want to
read
then
it
he'd fire them
oh,
and then he's like
yeah.
bringing new contractors
That's,
so no one
wait
like,
I thought you said you wanted to read it sounds like you have read it
no I just know I've heard about the serial killer
who's Albert Fish
he's
the
child,
old guy who
yeah,
ate
the
kids
oh
and
right,
then
right.
he wrote the letter to
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the
yeah, yeah.
one girl's mom
I remember
so your
I
kids
remember.
Tasted good
yeah
basically what
this is pretty much what it said.
So I'm reading that. I really want. It's been on my radar for a while, and then when I heard they were adapting it, I'm like,
yeah.
all right, I have to know because if it's a Martin Scorsese movie, I'm gonna see it, and if it's based on a book, I have to have that. Like, you know, I have to have the pictures
are
in my
you,
head.
Oh, are you like that? Do you get in that? Like, if you were gonna see The Martian, you had to read The Martian. First?
Well, I mean, I read The Martian anyway, but yeah, like if that was gonna be a thing, I'm just.
I wish this was a video podcast because nobody just saw what happened.
I read The Martian the day it came out because it looked interesting. And guess what? It was. And then guess what happened? They made it
they
into
made
a movie because I
it
liked
it.
It
was all because of you.
Well, I mean, it didn't happen in a world where I didn't read it, so.
Wow.
Correlation is causation.
Sean is bad at hypotheticals.
I am not. Bad anything.
Hypothetically, would you live in a world that would be, you would be better at hypotheticals or would you stay in this one?
I would be perfect either way.
That's a pretty healthy attitude.
Enough about me for now. Zane, what are you reading?
I finished, I was almost finished, Cuckoo's Calling last week, and I finally finished that, and now I'm looking for a new book to read, because I'm kind of stuck, I don't...
Yeah, we just watched you try to look for a book for 37 minutes.
That's not helping.
That's not an accurate
t- I was so bored!
No, you weren't. You were narrating the whole thing.
He was. He totally was. Josh turns into a narrator a lot. Hey, look at this thing over here. It's green! What's up with this bathroom? It's painted orange!
I said I liked that it was painted orange. And I didn't say, what's up with this bathroom?
No, you said, I actually believe the exact words were, look at this bathroom, it's painted orange.
Yeah, that means it's cool.
Okay. It's in Josh E's. but I'm having trouble finding books to read. I want, like, something kind of creepy. I don't know that I want to read, like straight up horror. I don't know. Like, I'm in, like, a weird mood, and I can't find anything to satisfy.
I've been in a weird mood for months, man.
Yeah, we know. Are you reading anything?
I sat down. I laid down today. I read a little bit of the book.
Head Full of Ghosts?
No. Are you still reading Abomination?
Yeah, I read a little bit more, and then I fell asleep, and I slept with the book, and I think that means more than reading it.
Did you have Abomination dreams?
No, I didn't. I don't think I dreamt anything.
It doesn't count, man.
I had a really weird dream.
What was it? I texted you my dream that I had about your dad.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
How he was a swamp man.
In my dream, I was living in my grandparents' old house in North Philly.
Oh, weird.
And weird. I found, like, a secret, like, staircase that led to this secret room that was, like, there was, like, a space heater in it, and, like, there was, like, bags of weed and rolling papers everywhere. And a lot of porno.
This sounds awesome.
And I learned that professional YouTubers were squatting there.
Uh-huh. No, I wasn't.
And then I unplugged the space heater, and one of them tried to beat me up because he thought I was taking their weed. And then I woke up.
That sounds like YouTube people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just thought we'd bring it up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, tell us your dreams.
Your literal dreams, not what you want to be when you
grow up. Or your hopes and aspirations. Yeah, exactly.
I'd take either.
Yeah, just get in touch with us. All right, cool. We're doing a listener suggestion today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Cool.
You can't tell them yet, though. It's not how we do it.
I know.
God, calm down.
I know the format of my podcast.
You've been doing it longer than you have.
All right. Guess what it's about. Stay tuned after the break to learn. We'll be right back. I was going to say, is that NPR Josh?
I am still Josh.
I forgot to mention earlier, this is the Chip Kelly coached episode of Cracking the Spine.
Chip of 49ers.
The 49ers. Yeah. He's the coach of the 49ers now.
Good.
So this is going to be the fastest show we've ever done.
And go, 3 and out. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Let's podcast over.
And we're going to score 3 listeners. Zane loves football jokes. Zane got
klaxoned.
Boom, son. Give it to her, Spaghetti Joe.
Spaghetti Joe.
Man, I love spaghetti. I can talk about spaghetti all podcast.
That was not what the listener suggested.
Too bad.
We've got a topic.
Because we got an email from David Dean.
He is a character from Gilmore Girls.
No, it's not.
It's
Dave Rogowski and Dean, other guy.
Forrester.
It's a character. I said previously that it was a character from Pump Up the Volume. But I was wrong.
What's his name?
David Deacon.
Close enough. David Deacon commented with a suggestion.
David Dean has clearly communicated.
He has no time for our bullshit this week. Man. Or ever.
I got lots of time.
David Dean asked, if you could write a full novel and have it published, what would you want it to be about? Which is a pretty weighty question, David.
Heavy topic.
Oh, boy.
Can I say about an orphan boy who lives under the steps of his aunt and uncle's house
no!
and then discovers that he's a wizard? a story in seven parts. I would love to have written that book.
That yeah. sounds yeah, man. Good. You should bring that to somebody.
What if they know I'm a guy? I should probably go under a pseudonym.
Yeah. What sounds like J.R.R. Tolkien-ish?
Okay. How about J.T. Slater?
Slater.
Isn't that character from Home Improvement?
No, isn't it the character from, that's the kid, you're thinking of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, JTT.
Yeah.
Wasn't JT Slater Mario Lopez on Saved by the Bell?
Slater.
Was it JT?
Wasn't it JT?
It wasn't JT.
I don't know.
We were going to check this at the break, because I'm almost sure that,
I got no horse in this fight.
Anyway.
Now I can't remember what his first, now you're, like, confusing me.
Preppy.
No.
No, he was the
tough guy.
I know, we called the other guy Preppy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's right about that. He might know.
Zach Morris?
Yeah. Yeah.
They weren't friends, and then they
were. Zach Morris a prep?
He called him Preppy, that's what he called him, because he was, like, Latino.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Mario Lopez. That's not offensive, he is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
So what are we talking about?
Spaghetti. I like when the sauce is in the creases of the noodles.
Ew.
Do you have garlic bread?
No, I don't.
Ah, wasted opportunity. All right. So, I don't... That's a tough question. What would I write a novel... Because if I feel
what
like...
What would you write a novel about?
If I knew what I was going to write a novel about, I would write my novel.
If I was a writer who could write a novel...
Right?
Anyone.
Boy, would I be doing that.
Like, when we were talking about it earlier for show prep, the rule is you're supposed to write what you know, right? Like
right, that's what I was going
to
say.
Like, you have to, like draw from experience. And right. I think there could be something to, like, a story about a small town independent bookstore, like Clerks kind of.
And then a spider attacks it, a giant one. We're writing this right now. Let's go. Next, your next ideas. Let's go.
Sounds like an Ernest Cline novel.
Yes. He makes a lot of money.
It needs more R2-D2 references.
And then DJ R2-D2 goes, boop, 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 boop,
boop. Let's make it the spider from Wild Wild West.
Steampunk, I like it.
So but yeah, like, no, I've thought about that before, like, setting a novel, like, because it, like, you get a weird cast of characters that sort of, like regulars that kind of come into the store, and, like, the people that you work with.
Sounds more like a sitcom.
Well, that's the thing. The thing is, I don't know, like, what the hook is. Like, I don't know, why I've never actually sat down to write the novel.
That's the hard part of, because every time you get something where you're like, that would be an interesting character, you're like, but what is that character
what doing? What happens? Right, like,
what is interesting about this character for this span of time that we're following them?
I would write, probably, if I had to write what I know, and there's probably a lot to write about in the world of stupid internet crap.
dude, you're not, you think you're kidding, but you're not kidding. There are so many biographies and, like, stories coming out from YouTubers.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's, like, the name of the book is the name of their channel.
No, but
and
I wouldn't write about, like, I would write it about, like, the insanity of, like, the whole thing.
You, it's like pulling back the veil kind of thing.
You read so much nonfiction. Would you ever consider writing, like, a nonfiction book about, like, your experiences working...
Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to write, like, a nonfiction historical book about a point in history that I'm really fascinated about, which is like a lot of them.
The YouTube revolution?
Like, the YouTube revolution, when I was born, the day that I was born.
April 7th, 1983.
You are wrong. Zane is correct. She wins a bowl of spaghetti.
Yay!
No sauce. Right, Zane?
Yeah, all right. I mean, it depends.
Who knows?
Depends on what sauce we're talking about.
Yeah, all right. So, this is the most tangential show we've ever done.
Sorry.
No, we're good. We're still good.
49 is a prime number, right? That's why. It's crazy.
No.
What divides into 49?
7.
Oh, yeah.
I'd write a book about math.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't write it.
I would not edit that book.
I would write like
I'm
to write
an idiot. Sorry, go ahead.
You're fine.
Go ahead.
We're readers. Some of us.
Yeah, we're readers.
We
sleep with our books. That makes us readers. Mm. Mm.
I'd write about the plague. I think it's fascinating to me.
Okay.
I'd write about the fall of the Roman Empire.
Are you interested in research and stuff?
Oh yeah, I would love to. Yeah, I like learning about stuff, and that's research is just learning about stuff, right?
What about like a historical novel? Like, is that something
like
that would
fiction,
interest you?
Like
a character who lived during the plague. So like you use your research to tell your own original story.
Yeah, I would like to do that, but if I was going to do that, I would want it to be more fantasy driven.
Okay.
And I would love to write a science fiction book or a fantasy book, but like, you can't. Like, you just, there's too many. There's too much. It's, we're in like the fantasy and science fiction, like, orgasm right now. Everyone's freaking writing that shit.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I think that there's a lot out there, but I don't know if there's a lot out there of any great quality.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just based on sales, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's George Martin, it's The Martian.
Right.
And then, like, the big guys. Like, when Neal Stephenson writes a book or when Neil Gaiman writes a book, it's big while it's out. Like, when it's new. Right. But, like,
it just feels oversaturated. It just, like, I just think that
that's... I think what you're talking about is, like, copycat stuff. Yeah, I don't want to, like, yeah. Game of Thrones popularity led to a lot of, like,
right.
publishers pushing other dragon stories.
Like Dinosaur like Game of Thrones.
Remember
when we read that one?
Exactly.
Somehow better.
So I think there's, like, I think that's kind of what you're talking about. But I don't feel like that's the same thing as, like, an oversaturation of fantasy.
Right.
Yeah,
So you're wrong, is what Sean and I are trying to say.
Well, that's not
you're wrong.
The first time that someone has accused me of being wrong falsely.
I don't know if I ever said you were wrong today, but you are. So there it is. Okay. I would love to, yeah, I mean, I would, you know, it would be amazing to write, like, a great science fiction novel about, like, time travel. Or,
right.
Like, you know, like something like, what was that book? Aurora by Kim Stanley Robinson, which is like, you know, projecting your, like, your imagination 400, 500 years into the future and, like, creating a world like that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can do that.
Well, I was going to say, when you write something like that, especially, there's a lot, again, there's a lot of research involved into, like, theoretical sciences and stuff. Like, is that something that you think... Because that's a lot of times, that's what I think about. It's like, I don't know that my brain could handle that, like, enough to be accurate in the writing.
I think if you liked it enough, like, it wouldn't feel like you were having to handle it. You know, I think if you
But at the same time, like, you have to understand the concepts. And
to an extent.
I'm not science-minded, you know, I think that would be
difficult
for me to
write. I don't know. I think, I mean, isn't, like... Do you have to, like, do you have to research to write fiction? I mean, it helps, probably.
I think there's so much, especially with science fiction, and if you want to do, like, a time travel thing, there's so many time travel things that kind of just, you can draw from that, and it's not stealing, because it's just, like, a trope.
Right.
It's just, like, a trope that gets used and passed around all the time. So I don't know if you really wanted to get into it, like, I mean, they kind of do that in The Fold. I just saw it. They kind of talk about some sort of, like, theoretical, like, wormhole physics and stuff
right.
Maybe you'd need to do that. I don't really know. You could probably get away with not doing it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in the science fiction that you read that's really good, like, it's because the writers have
they did their
an
work.
Understanding of, like, at least the, like, components of that science.
Man,
like, when you read Neal Stephenson, like, that guy is brilliant and he really understands these scientific concepts, which is why he can incorporate them into his work.
Right.
And that's part of what makes it believable, especially in, like, today's culture where we're really big on fact checking and, like, things have to be hyper realistic even in a fantasy world.
Because I think otherwise you end up with Ernest Klein. You're you write what you know, right? And what you know is, like, the video games you played when you grew up and the music you listen to when you grew up.
You kind of come off like a dingus, like an idiot, you know?
Yeah. Well, but also, like, readers just don't, at least in our current climate, I don't think readers have, they're not willing to give leeway for stuff like that. Like, they're not willing to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't shitty science. You
know
what I mean?
Want to write
that. Like, you can't explain stuff away. Like, oh, well, there's a thing that allows this to happen.
Right.
Like, readers don't buy that anymore.
It's tough because, like, Star Trek and The Twilight Zone did all the science fiction stories of all time. Every science fiction story ever that comes out since those two things is just some sort of episode of one of those or both of those shows.
And Bradbury.
And not to take away from Ray Bradbury, but, like, everything is, like, already kind of been done. And like, with science fiction, you kind of have to have, like, an angle.
Right.
Or, like, a new viewpoint of it. Like, the movie Primer is about time travel, but it's the simplest movie ever. The most complicated story ever. But it's just the story of the movie's about two guys. And it's just, like, a weird way that they, like, think about time travel. So that kind of has that going for it. Other than that, like, everything.
Well, yeah, like, you've simple, got, like, you know, post-apocalyptic, right? Right. Like, there's the idea of, like, the world, humanity comes to an end, mm-hmm. and a few people survive, right? So what's your take on it? Like, you've got The Stand, right? And you've got I Am Legend, which turns into... I Am Legend is a zombie story, right? Ultimately?
Yes. Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. And you've got The Walking Dead. I mean, and you've got...
Mad Max.
Thank you. The Fireman.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these different... Like, you know, it's... That's what you were saying. Like, you know, the trope, the idea, the nut is... the apocalypse happens, right. And then the angle is, and but like,
what is that like? For like, what's your imagination?
Right,
your imaginative way of telling that story.
And how many more ways can we hear or read or you know, enjoy that story?
Yeah, I think, and I was thinking a lot about this, and to tie it in with like the book I would write about like the fall of the Roman Empire, is because humanity has seen the apocalypse, like when Rome fell, like people were like, the light's gone, like,
right?
There's nothing to do anymore, and like it took like 1,000 more years for us to kind of like remember how to do like great things again as like a, you know, Western society. I mean, China was always doing crazy stuff, but like, and then with the plague, like that happened again. Like we saw death, like everybody lost somebody, death, like constantly. So like, I think this is like our genetic memory playing out again. Like we're imagining, like, what if America falls?
You right, know?
Like,
right.
That's the fall of the Roman Empire. Like what would happen? Like, I don't know. So I think like that story's never going to be not popular. But how many more ways? Like you said, how many more ways could you tell it? Like,
dude, right.
Like steampunk. You know, it's kind of like Mad Max, right? Like, there's a little bit of that.
You got Waterworld, yeah. Right? Waterworld, that's been covered, like. You've got The Day After Tomorrow, everything right. freezes, like, you know, 2012. Basically, Roland Emmerich has done all of them.
Thanks, Roland Emmerich.
Independence Day.
Yeah. Aliens, yeah.
Stargate.
Stargate's great, the movie.
Not my favorite.
It's all right.
You know, I think the book that I probably could write, like, mm-hmm. I could probably write, like, tomorrow, is, like, essays.
Yeah.
Like, a collection of just, like... Here's an idea. I'm going to spin it for like 6-7 pages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't know, like, because I don't, you know, I'm not published. I'm not, like, right. You know, I'm not a known
quantity. Who wants to read my collection? Who wants,
like,
yeah.
It's like reading somebody else's diary. Like, right. When Christopher Hitchens compiled a bunch of his essays, I wanted to read that. Because right. That motherfucker was brilliant.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious. And he, like, stuck his middle finger in the face of everybody. Like, yeah. He didn't care who he pissed off, and I really, like, enjoyed that. Yeah. And, like, you know, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
What?
I have a bit of
Wait a minute,
I have
stop.
A bit of a contrarian side to
what?
Me.
What?
It comes out sometimes.
I don't what? Think I've ever argued with you.
Never.
Today, yes.
In the last 22 minutes and 28 seconds. Oh, yeah, we definitely
That's
argued.
Not true.
I know. Anyway.
No, we didn't!
But yeah, like, I could sit down, I could probably crank out, like, 200 pages of essays, but who wants to read it? Like, who am I? I'm not, you know, like, that's why, like, you have to, like, that's why you have to find, I think, like, the story that nobody's heard before.
Right. It's tough. Like, it's tough to be, like, I mean, even, like, I know we talk about Game of Thrones so much.
Right.
But even that...
Oh my god, shut up
but,
about it.
But even that is, like...
It's the War of the Roses.
Not that imaginative. It's
the English, like, royalty with dragons.
Right.
And zombies, right? Like,
and some magic, every now and then.
When it fits the needs of the author.
When there's mages that are pixies and they shoot fire, right? That's the only thing that I can think of. Right?
Yeah.
The tree people, and they're like, kill the skeletons. And I'm thinking of the show now.
Well, there's the flaming sword guy and the guy who keeps coming back from the dead.
Yeah,
Dondarrion. Yeah, I mean there's elements of magic there, but it's not like the Lord of the Rings, like
right. There's Which not. Even The Lord of the Rings doesn't have a whole lot. Well,
Well, The Lord of the Rings doesn't, but the earlier stuff, like the First and Second Ages, is like a world of pure magic.
Yeah. Why didn't he make that story?
He did. You mean Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
Because
you know,
he would fuck it
up. The royal
he. He who makes those.
I was going to try to do a Peter Jackson impression, and I heard it in my head, and it was just going to be Michael.
I can't.
It was just going to be Michael Caine.
Batman. Bruce Wayne.
I've buried enough ants, Mr. Wayne.
There it is.
And I said to him, I said, I'm not going to bury any more ants. Sorry. Michael Caine, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on the show today.
I did get a shout out on Twitter for my Barney impression last week.
I saw that.
I was pretty proud of that. For one guy. He was like, you have a really awesome Barney impression and podcast. And I was like, dude, that's awesome. Thank you. Like, that feels really good.
Gotcha. Why was podcast second?
That's right, exactly.
It was an afterthought.
I could write some Simpsons fanfic. I know a lot about that universe.
I don't know if I, like, I don't know, like, it's so hard.
Oh,
like,
you know, actually, you know what book, I was talking to my wife about this recently, and now it only just occurred to me. You know what I would love to write, if I got the permission to do it? Have you ever seen the movie John Wick?
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, there's a lot going on in that movie, right? There's, like, that hotel, the Continental.
Yeah, when they have the gold coins.
Right, and there's the girl who breaks the rules of the Continental, and she kills the guy in his room, and then four guys show up and kill her.
Yeah.
I want to know the backstory of the guy she kills. I want to know the backstory of the desk clerk working at the Continental. I want to know who the four people are that show up to kill her. Like, I want more of that world.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a graphic novel. Like, that particular movie lends itself to a graphic novel. But, like, somebody's got to write the story of that, right?
I was just going to say, do you guys ever feel like there's a void? Like, there's, even if it's not 100% original, like, there's a story that you want to hear, and no one's writing it, and you're occasionally like, I want to write that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I get that way. Like, with Star Wars, like, with the Old Republic stuff, like, there's so much going on that I'm always like, I would just, like, if I worked at BioWare, I just would write the lore for this.
Because,
like, it's easy to me. It's just, it just makes more sense. I don't know.
Well, you're really big into, like, the mythology and, like, you know, you're Joseph Campbell and, like, hero tropes.
That's
really,
like,
well,
my favorite part of those, that universe, is like the replay of, like, the history repeating itself.
Right.
Like, and I like that in real life too, because it actually happens in real life.
Right.
History repeating itself. You know, but, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, what would be like with Harry Potter? Would you, like? Is there, like, a person you want to know more about?
No, I mean, no, not with Harry Potter. I don't usually think about that, because I feel like those questions are answered, like, she answered them, even if, like, I haven't heard about it directly yet, like, that, whatever question I have is
so
answered.
So Fantastic Beasts is not, you're not looking forward
to it. I am looking forward to it.
But nope. She doesn't feel like, you don't feel like you have anything to add to it.
I don't
it.
Feel like I have anything to add to it. No, I just mean, like, if there's, like, a void where I'm like, what about that character? Like, what's the history of that? Like, there is a history to that. Like, that's nothing that I can fill.
I'll give you an opposite of this. Boba Fett. If there ever was somebody we didn't need to know more about, it's Boba Fett. The reason why Boba Fett is awesome is because he's quiet, he just kills people, and he's a badass. That's the only... He was in Empire Strikes Back for 3 scenes, and everyone went apeshit over him, and he said 2 lines. And now we gotta have a Boba Fett movie, and it's gonna completely ruin everyone's idea of Boba Fett.
I disagree with the first thing that you said.
I'll
remind you in a second. But I will hold to the idea that a Boba Fett movie seems extraneous to me at this
point.
Yeah, I don't know that we need the Boba Fett movie that they're going to make.
Yes.
Because I think that there's an expanded universe novel called
Bounty Hunters.
The Tales of the Bounty Hunters, which will be on my staff picks, doylestownbookshop.com/staffpicks/Sean, going up next week.
I have stuff to plug too.
Get on staff.
That has backstories for all of the bounty hunters that show up at Empire, and Boba Fett is one of the best. They're all great, but like, you know,
even Dengar.
That's kind of an issue that I think you and I can share. Where, like, the JJ Abramsation of the Star Wars universe is erasing so much lore that already existed.
Right, you don't need to do it. It's unnecessary.
It's like, it's very like North Korean. Like,
thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Thank you. Finally.
The history doesn't exist. This is the history.
Right.
Right.
It's unnecessary.
We have always been at war with East Asia.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
But, like, you, I mean, we're tilting at windmills here. Like, there's no coming back. Disney owns it now.
That's the problem.
So just buy your popcorn and shut up.
Nah. If maybe more people in North Korea didn't shut up, maybe they could get Star Wars. think about it.
So, Zane, you started to say, that, like you asked the question, like, are there stories that you would, like, you know, add
yeah,
to?
Yeah, well, I'm interested
like,
in
what,
that.
Yeah, because yeah, I feel
one?
Like you haven't...
Well, there's one that I've always... It's not a novel, unfortunately. But I always feel like I would really like to see, like, an Edgar Wright type film, like a Shaun of the Dead or, right. like, a World's End type movie with female leads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And every so often I'm like, I want to write that.
Okay.
Like, I want to
yeah.
write
yeah.
that, like, funny action, like, possibly, like, a monster movie or, right. like, an apocalyptic kind of scenario or whatever, but with that, like, Edgar Wright, like, wink and nudge and smile.
Right.
Because those movies, like, that type of movie is so much fun, and I feel like there's a void there. Like, you don't get females in those movies.
Did you see Kick-Ass 2?
Yes,
I did. Did you like it?
No.
It's kind of like that.
Not.
She's kind of the lead.
Yeah.
You know what the problem would be? You end up getting, like, Melissa McCarthy in it. Like, well, you couldn't get it, like, made
honestly,
unless
like,
you, like, made it a fart
movie. I'd love
movie.
To see just... Yeah, that's
yeah.
exactly it.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You get, we get, like, yeah. bridesmaids. But,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or sisters.
But men yeah. still get these, like, smart, visually funny and interesting films.
Yeah.
And they don't... It doesn't need to be, like, a giant blockbuster, but just something like that. Like, every time I watch World's End, I'm like, how interesting would this be if it was a group of girls?
I don't like World's End. I
like,
think
not to remake
one.
That, but to... Really, I love that movie.
I think it's not the best one.
I think it's really good.
It's Arthurian, and they should be sure to hit that home real hard in your face.
I've never seen it, so I'm just tired of Josh referencing the fact that he knows what it's based on.
anyway, like, not to remake those films or to recast them with women, but to make
a whole new
a
thing,
film
yeah.
in
yeah.
that genre. Like,
yeah,
I think that's
yeah.
missing, and I've always wanted to either write that screenplay slash, like, star
well, you know,
in it. You know, like,
yeah.
I would love to do that. I'd love to be that person.
Yeah.
I'd love
right.
to be, like, the female Simon Pegg. That'd be great.
Oh, man.
Right?
I look like him. It's not that great.
Oh, I'm Simon Pegg. My Simon Pegg impression.
And then I want, like, I always want a, like, historical science fiction.
Yes.
Is a thing that I want.
Yes.
Like,
I'm agreeing with you.
Like the Baroque cycle?
Honestly,
like the history of science?
No, like, I want science fiction in the past.
That's kind of like
I want,
Sherlock Holmes
yeah,
is kind of
like
that.
Yeah,
like
I mean, and it's not that that's not out there, but like I feel like
you
that's
want just
kind
a
of,
full tilt crazy.
I want
yeah.
like I feel like that's a void, and it's a thing that I'm always like, yo, I would read that.
Dude, I would.
I've got a series
so
for you.
So I feel like I would
oh, yeah,
want to
yeah.
write something. Like if I sat down to write science fiction, maybe isn't what I should call it. Maybe speculative fiction would be better because I don't know how sciencey it would be. But like to especially in that. Period of time that I'm so fascinated by after the end of the Civil War, but before the Civil Rights Movement,
okay.
which is just this, like, really crazy and, like, intense part of our nation's history. Like,
yeah.
it's such a weird timeline.
Mm-hmm.
To write something, like, in that gross era where, like, things were still super shitty.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Like, I'm reading about, like the city of Chicago
yeah.
in the 1800s. Oh, my
like,
God.
Just, like,
yeah, no,
like,
yeah,
like hellish. And to write some sort of, like, speculative fiction, like, even, like, time travel, or, I mean, I don't even know,
right.
but, like, just to,
yeah.
the speculative fiction that I love, but set in that time,
right,
it would be something that I would love to write, or just, honestly, just read.
And this is what happens in my brain. I'm like, oh, that would be awesome. Where do we go with
Where,
it?
Yeah, what's
yeah.
the story?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
mine's
what
not
happens?
Even fully formed.
Yeah.
There is a book that I do want to write. My grandparents, when my grandfather was in the army, every week or whatever, they would send letters back and forth,
right.
and I would like to make a book out of that. Nobody can steal that from me because they're my grandparents and they don't have the letters, but I'd like to, like, you know, like you were saying, like, in that time period
yeah.
of, like,
right.
when, like, that's, like, we take for granted so much today, like, in American Sniper, like, in the movie, the guy is, like, talking to his wife while he's in Iraq.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
that didn't
like in the middle of a firefight.
Which
like, not
is,
just in Iraq.
Which is bullshit.
But like,
yeah,
he's like
totally
Bluetoothing
bullshit.
While
yeah.
he's killing people.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
bullshit. But just the fact that that's in a movie as like a MacGuffin, as like a thing that he
right.
can do in the movie, you know, like people didn't do that. People would send their children away to war and just wait around for years. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they're dead.
Right.
You know?
Same with Private Ryan.
Wait
yeah.
for a telegram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy to me. Like, that would be an interesting...
Boom, there's your book right there.
Saving Private Ryan?
Singing Telegram in World War II.
to alert. Hey, Hitler!
No. Sorry, ma'am, your son is dead. He died in Argentina.
Argentina? Maybe.
There was a weapons depot fire there.
Maybe.
And he holds his hat out for a tip.
I'm the nurse.
All right, cool. We good?
Yeah.
All right, because that was fun. I did not think we'd be able to get this much out of it.
What are you talking about? We're great at talking.
Well,
that's why we have a podcast. They don't let people have podcasts who suck at talking.
Is that
people.
True?
Yes.
Yeah, we had to apply to get this podcast approved.
I wrote a book about the internet in the future. It's a science fiction book about me writing the book about the
internet. Are we living it right now? Because that's the only way I can think of this working.
It's the soundtrack of the book.
All right, with that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Episode 49, Oh, Cracking the Spine.
Hi. I'm Zane.
Josh
doesn't have a Fitbit, you guys.
Oh, man.
You're such a loser.
We're just comparing our Fitbits, but Josh couldn't participate. The Fitbit is like the book of Josh's exercise world in that he doesn't participate.
Good one.
Okay.
Because he doesn't read books?
Yeah.
No? All right. Well, it was off the cut. It was off the top of my head. Sometimes they're better than others. This is the Chip Kelly episode of Cracking the Spine.
We're back. He's got it back. He nailed it. He saved it.
Honk, 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 honk!
So I think we should remind our listeners that we want to send you Valentine's.
Be our Valentine.
Be our Valentine. So all you have to do is send us an email, crackingthespineshow@gmail.com, with your mailing address, and we will send you
a Valentine.
And requests have already started coming in, so we've got work ahead of us, guys. Yeah. So,
I'm gonna get my love going.
Tell us if you have any peanut allergies so we don't send you any peanut butter.
So we remember not to, like, rub peanuts on the envelope before we send
them. Maybe we'll send them, like, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Like, they shape them like hearts for Valentine's Day.
We're sending them candy
I don't know.
It's a surprise.
Look, we're eating the candy
while
not
we
sending
pack
it.
The
yes.
envelope.
Oh, I see. Yes. And by candy, you mean beer.
Beer's a candy to me. For the snowstorm, this already came out, and the snowstorm happened, so either it was a huge success or a failure.
We may have died.
And we may be dead. But for the snowstorm this weekend, I'm going to get some beer, and I'm going to drink the beer.
We're on the east coast of the United States here, and we're currently anticipating, like, what are they saying? Like 16
They're
inches?
They're calling it a blizzard.
I heard 18.
And his name is Jonas.
Yeah. Like the Weezer song.
We name winter storms.
Jonas.
Now? I didn't know we named winter storms.
I guess we do.
I don't like that.
I guess when they're. I don't like that.
I don't. I like to name hurricanes.
Anyway, Jonas, I think girls they're names. Saying. They're, for us, because they're saying 12 to 18. I think Virginia's going to get a little bit more, like 2 feet.
I'm calling it right now 37 feet of snow.
Wow.
North Dakota. Level.
My bet.
I'm going to take the under.
My bet is 15 inches with brief power outages.
I'm saying 14 inches, and we're going to lose power for a while. It's going to be a heavy snow, and it's going to be wind-driven.
You guys
and also,
get power out.
You
do
get power
that.
Out.
Yeah,
the
power's probably out right now at my house.
Yeah.
On a clear, cold night.
A snowflake fell on a pole outside somewhere, and a power went out here. This place is, like, notorious infrastructure. It's like Iraq. It's like the green zone in Iraq.
It's probably a little bit better than that.
It's less safe.
I mean, you don't know.
You're right. I don't. But we will know by the time this episode airs. So, time travel. All right.
Anyway.
And love stories. Send us love stories and love poems.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to do a Valentine's special where we're going to read love stories or love letters.
Because if you guys don't send us anything, I'm just going to have to read Mad Magazine.
Then we have to pick our own, and Sean's going to read Mad Magazine, and everyone, especially me, is going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone going to bring in James Joyce's super filthy love letters that he wrote his wife? Maybe. There's presidents who did that, too, and they're like...
Warren G. Harding wrote really dirty letters.
Oh, yeah. Harding was, like, hard up.
And Lyndon,
I haven't started looking
Lyndon
yet,
Johnson
I
once
read.
Whipped his dick out during an interview.
That's great.
It's a true story,
Texas.
Too. Anyway.
Is that great?
I didn't say it was great.
I voted for him.
What would Mad Magazine call Valentine's Day? Valentine's dumb.
Rudy Valentino Day.
No, that's not it.
I'm not good at puns.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
See you next week.
All right. So, yeah, send us stuff, and we'll be back next week. Thanks.